we have Whitecaps center half, Mr. Tim Parker, joining the show. How are you today, man?
Good. How are you guys?
Hey, we're fantastic. We're not feeling as good as you guys are about your team. How exciting is it to be part of a group right now that's leading the Western Conference and look like maybe legitimate contenders to win the MLS Cup?
Hey, you know, I think there's a lot of good vibes going around the training ground in the locker room right now. I think we just want to keep pushing that and keep carrying that through until we hit that playoff run.
And under Robbo, you guys have always sort of approached games differently, but it seems like you found a good system with staying really structured, hitting the other teams on the counterattack, and then using those really talented midfielders like Yordi Reyna, Christian Teixeira, and linking up with Montero. Do you feel like you've finally sort of found a system that fits this team the best right now?
Yeah, like you said, I think we have a lot of quality guys going forward, and if we can hit teams when they're a little bit more vulnerable, then most likely those quality guys will have the ability to punish them. So I think for us defensively, we just have to stay sound and stay organized and then give these guys a chance to put some balls in the back of the net.
Hey, Tim, Caps fans obviously have a real thirst for first place to finish out the year. How important is that to you as the players moving forward?
For us, the first place is always awesome to speak about and to earn. But I don't know if that's as important as just the run of form that we're in.
Mm.
You know, I think for us, the biggest thing going forward right now is to just keep playing the way we're playing, getting points, getting results, and carrying this form all the way through. And if I finish the season in first place, then that's great. If it's second, then that's okay too, because we just want to make sure that we're running into that playoff run.
You know, it's always tough to play on the road, but is Seattle a whole different beast? CenturyLink, it's got quite the reputation after all, and I'm sure some Sounders fans are also Seahawks fans.
Yeah, I would imagine. But yes, CenturyLink's it's a very interesting stadium to play in, you know, because you usually when you play in a big stadium like that, you don't expect it to be as packed, but Seattle fans know how to pack that place out, so it makes it a fun place to play.
We're talking to Tim Parker, Whitecaps defender, here on Sportsnet 650. We sort of touched on guys like Yordi Reyna and what impact he's had, but the team has added quite a few players throughout the season. Ali Ghazal in the midfield, same with Tony Chani. How exciting has it been to watch guys like that come in and make such a big difference?
Yeah, I think it's a credit to the guys that come in when they do. You know, I think it's hard to come into a team mid-year or really towards the end of the year, really, and want to step in and have an impact on what we've been building this whole year. So I think it's great that they're able to come in and kind of do that.
And one question about your partner, Kendall Waston. When you guys are at your best, you are two towers of power in the middle of that defense. What is it when you guys get on page like that? How can you be more consistent when you two are those forces together out there?
Yeah, I think for me and Kendall, it's just we have to keep the guys in front of us organized to make our jobs easier. And I think when we're able to do that, that's when we're able to dominate games defensively. And I think, obviously, that's what we're going to look forward to doing tomorrow against Seattle.
Hey, Tim, I got one final question before we let you go. How impressed have you been with Jake Nowinski, a 22-year-old stepping into the lineup like this and having quite an impact for your club?
Yeah, Jake's done great. Jake's done great all year. And I think he's continuing to learn and continuing to expect more of himself, which is even better. You know, and I think for him going into this last couple stretch of the season, it's going to be important for him to obviously just continue doing what he does, take care of his body, and then because we're going to need him throughout this playoff push.
Tim, great stuff as always. We appreciate you giving us some time on Sportsnet 650. Best of luck tomorrow when your Whitecaps take on the Sounders in Seattle.
No, thank you very much for having me.
Cheers.
Awesome. Thank you.